Good morning. Rav Chaim Friedlander in his Sefer on Emuna, he asks the following question. He says, what really is the fact, or the point of davening? If Hashem really wanted to give us whatever it is that we need, He for sure could, and He sure would. So what's the whole point? Hopefully we'll discuss many answers to this question, but the answer that he gives is based on the idea of the Sefer HaChinuch. We've mentioned this in the past, and other shmuzim, that our outward actions have a major effect on what we believe and what we feel inside, internally. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, in Mitzvah Taf Lamed, in the Mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, of benching, he writes, Inyan HaBracha She'anu Omrim Lefanav, the idea behind this blessing that we say in front of Hashem, Inenu Rak Haskara La'orer Nafshenu B'divrei Pinu, Ki Hu HaMevarech HaMevarech Yichol Al Kol HaTovos. The only point is to mention with our mouths, to articulate, that Hashem is the one who could, is the holder of all good, and could give us anything at any point. Mitoch Hisorus HaTov Ben Nafshenu, and through us feeling this, and being, having his aurus of good inside us, and then our mindset is towards him in realizing how we have gratitude towards him, because Hashem has all the good. He has the ability, he's the one, the king, to send us all that good as much as he wants. With recognizing this and appreciating this, that's how we access all that good to come towards us. Meaning, as the Friedlander explains, through our davening, through our asking of things, not necessarily because we need it and that's why we have to ask it, but by realizing that we're lacking, by realizing that Hashem is the one that's going to provide us for what we need, that emunah that then becomes inside us, that feeling of recognition that everything comes from Hashem, Hashem is all good, that is the key that then unlocks the ability of the shefa, of the pouring down of all the blessing towards us coming from Hashem. So not only should we, as we mentioned yesterday, recognize that we're dependent on Hashem, and that's the avoda of tefillah, We should try to think about what we're saying and realize that the reason we're asking Hashem is because He's the one that can give it to all of us. It's that yesod, it's that idea that then starts to become much more real by us through our articulation of our words and our tefillah, that is what works at the end of the day and allows all that bracha to come down. And we should have an amazing davening, an incredible day.